Thanks again for making us part of your weekend. Community Connection, KGMI News Talk 790KGMI.com and on the FM dial, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. I'm Bill Davis, your host. My apologies for the little bit of laryngitis and the flu that I've been dealing with here. That is why I'm going to let Brian Krulak, the director of golf at Sudden Valley Golf Course, carry the weight on this interview. Did you know you're going to have to talk for like 9 minutes straight?
I'd be happy to.
Can you do that?
I'm pretty good at it.
Have you been training for it?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. It's no problem.
It's always good to see Brian. And I know that, was it last weekend, the Audi Bellingham Winter Series golf was supposed to culminate.
It was, yes.
But it didn't culminate, did it?
No, we were supposed to have our Audi Bellingham Winter Series Championship was supposed to take place last Saturday, and it could not have been more appropriate for this year's challenges with the weather, with the Winter Series, that we had yet again another postponement.
Out?
Yeah. So it's actually going on right now. We were able to get it off this morning. I snuck over here during the event, but we finally got it going this morning. But last week was so frustrating. It rained so hard. It wasn't supposed to be that bad, and it just was a torrential rain, and we just couldn't get it in.
It's been a great Winter Series, but it has also been challenging and frustrating for you guys because you had to do a lot of postponing and rescheduling.
We did. We never in the history of the series have we ever had a challenging year like this year. It was crazy, and like I said, I thought we were going to get it in last week, but it's somewhat appropriate that right down to the end, Mother Nature was throwing curveballs our way.
The snow, rain, you know, pretty much had just about everything as far as the weather fronts were concerned. Well, I'm glad it's getting done because I'm sure you know you're ready to move on to other things. Although the Winter Series is always a great tournament to participate in.
It's been wonderful. It's been wonderful, and Audi's been just a great sponsor, so it has been a blast.
They've been very patient
with us. They have been. Yeah, it's been really, really, really positive. But looking forward to, you know, wrapping it up, putting a bow on it, and then moving into real golf, away from the silly season and into the regular golf season. The members kind of take over. We have a really active membership out there, and they've got a great tournament series themselves. The golf club tournaments run end of April through middle of September, and they've got tons of events, and they do a really nice job around.
We're gonna be getting into our real nice weather for golf here shortly. I'm just curious that little slide, that little rock slide, mud slide that happened over on Lake Whatcom. Now, is that considered a hazard, or do you play through on Lake Whatcom Boulevard, or has that even affected you guys?
No, it's I'd probably call that out of bounds because you can't even go anywhere near it. Fortunately for us, there's a nice back road to get into to the golf course, so it really hasn't had an effect on us. Instead of taking the pretty drive along the lake, you take a more scenic, different scenery. Mm-hmm. The drive along the back, Lake Louise Drive, brings you right out to Lake Whatcom Boulevard, just right by the golf course entrance. Actually, it doesn't take any more time. Yeah. It's no big deal. And some people even take that road because they think it's faster anyway.
If your ball ended up over on that slide, you got a heck of a slice, and I think you need some lessons.
You better come see your PGA golf professional for a lesson.
So
that'd be a good time to come and see a golf pro for a lesson.
Speaking of PGA, you got the Junior PGA Junior League. PGA Junior League.
Exactly, the PGA Junior League. Mm-hmm. Super excited about that. It's our second year being affiliated with the PGA's program, which is a really wonderful program. It's for kids age 7 to 13. Mm-hmm. We're open for signups now. We're going to have an informational meeting here coming up pretty quick in the next week or two, and then the season's going to run end of May through early July, just like it did last year. So it's an 8-week season, very much modeled after the Little League Baseball model, where kids of all ability levels are welcome to play. There's instruction. You get to play at 7 cool local golf courses. It's really, really fun. Our kids had a blast last year, and we're excited about having it be bigger and better this year.
We are speaking with Brian Krulak. He is the often beleaguered director of golf at Sudden Valley Golf Course, depending on the weather, I guess.
Beleaguered is probably a pretty good
you
term
like that?
For this.
It was a little hairy this year.
It was a tough winter.
How about the ladies' clinics?
Yeah, we got those coming up. We do. We've got starting right in early April, we'll be doing ladies clinics a couple nights a week. Those are really popular. We have we're going to have an extra instructor on board this year. We have our JT Perrine, who is one of our golf professionals, and also Mike Fields, who's another golf professional that left us for a little while but came back. We're excited about that. So we're going to have a bunch of instructional opportunities out there for for women, for kids, for men. We're going to do Sunday afternoons are going to be our junior day. So we're going to have clinic opportunities on Sundays for kids. The ladies clinics will be in the evenings during the weekdays. So those are really popular. We're looking forward to getting those fired up again.
You're still doing the dynamic pricing?
Dynamic pricing is, now we're starting to see regular golfers come out again. It's kind of fun.
That?
We have really a few nice days of weather, and golfers are flooding to the website and booking their tee times online, getting that good, getting those good prices.
For those who are listening to us for the first time, tell them what dynamic pricing means.
Yeah, dynamic pricing is just a little bit of a, it's kind of a pricing based on demand and supply. So very much like when you book a hotel now, or you book an airline ticket, there's not a set rack rate. You know, there's not necessarily a price rate per day and per time per day of the week. It's more just based on demand. So if there's a time when it's quiet, typically there's not a lot of demand, the price will be lower. At the higher demand times, the price will be a little bit higher. So if you have flexibility in terms of when you can play, go to the website at www.suddenvalleygolfcourse.com and book your tee time there, and you'll find really good value, great deals, as long as you have a little bit of flexibility on when you can play.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. Young family golf.
You're
really into that.
We are excited about our young family membership. We just started doing it this year. It's a membership that for any household that has at least one child aged 15 or younger, the entire family can have a membership for as little as $80 a month. Unlimited golf for the whole family and range balls after 12 noon, 7 days a week. So the only restriction is you have to play after noon. But for $80 a month for the whole family, it's
sweet.
An incredible value. And we're excited about that. We love seeing the families out there. And the cool thing that a couple of the new members pointed out to me is that it includes foot golf. You know, so once we get foot golf going again in June, which is a great family activity, foot golf is included. So those two nights a week where we do foot golf, the families will be down there playing foot golf. So
For those that don't know, foot golf is one where the holes are really big,
huge, and
you got big balls out
soccer
there.
Balls,
soccer balls.
Yeah, kicking soccer balls into golf into big crazy big golf holes, and on the beautiful front nine in the summer evenings, it's just it's awesome.
Yeah, can't be beat, can it?
No way. It's cool.
I realize that I have not played golf out there yet. I need to. I need to play that foot golf, but I just want to make sure. Have you revved up the golf boards? Are they ready?
Oh, man, the golf boards are sitting there. They are so dying to get out there, and I think this is going to be the week, this next week, I think, and we're going to start getting them going. So,
sweet.
They're anxious. They've been stored long enough. They're fired up and ready to go.
I'm not sure I'll even play golf. I think I'll just go out there and ride the golf boards.
You can do that.
Let's give them the website again if they want to know about dynamic pricing, the young family memberships, things like that.
Yeah, the website is www.suddenvalleygolfcourse.com. Yeah, head over there. When there's tons of information on all of our membership programs, the dynamic pricing, very cool photos of the golf course.
Yeah.
There's lots of fun stuff to do there.
Well, it's time for you to get back to the hopefully finale the Audi Winter Series, Winter Series.
Yep.
I appreciate you taking just a couple of minutes. I realize it was a big event, but I know you had to come in here and say hi for a few minutes.
Piece of cake for me to get here. I had a great time. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. That is Brian Krulak, the director of Sudden Valley Golf. We will continue here in just a moment. KGMI, News Talk 790, KGMI.com, and on the FM dial, 96.5 FM in Bellingham.